The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
Now that the eclipse is over, here's a couple of nonsense things that came out of the day. First of all, Google searches for "my eyes hurt" skyrocketed. So if you're wondering what Google said to that search, Google's answer was, quote, "Because you stared at the sun, dummy." That's all you got. Another one, if you were one of those that stared at the eclipse without glasses, despite the warnings of what it could do to your eyes, you might be dealing with some difficulty today, like headaches, blurred vision, and blind spots. The good news is symptoms typically fade with time, but if they don't, see a doctor. Also, you're dealing with some stupidity, so deal with that yourself.
Yeah, that's another issue. Like, if you stared at the sun, like, that's, like, everyone, that
you
should be common
warned,
sense.
Don't do it. And finally, people are starting to claim eclipse sickness. And
what?
If you're wondering, what is eclipse sickness? I'm glad you asked. Well, for starters, there's no evidence that it's actually a real thing. But those who claim to have it describe symptoms of insomnia, fatigue, and no appetite.
And you have to accept it because they said it's true, too. You have to be like, oh, okay, you have eclipse sickness now. Okay, great. I love our world. It's not a real thing. There's no medical evidence for it whatsoever, but I got it.
Well, that's true. I mean, but that's not saying that it's going to pass with bosses. It's not saying, like, you can use eclipse sickness as your excuse.
Did you, like, yesterday, we weren't in the path of totality, but I thought maybe we'd see some effect from it. Nothing. I saw no, like, it didn't really, it was overcast anyway. And so, like, I know people that drove to different states and got great pictures. I mean, like, amazing pictures. But they worked for it, you know, and one person drove to like Ohio and they couldn't see it because it was like, it was going to be overcast. So they pivoted and went to like Arkansas or something. You're like, what in the world?
Dedication.
But they got a great photo from it. I just sat on my couch and went, that's weird.
Yep, so, exactly.
All right, there you go. So hopefully the eclipse is over and don't use the eclipse sickness as an excuse today.
Yeah, this is my town.
Uplifting WayFM. Betty Rock is still glowing, and I'm not sure if it's the Mule Day or the funnel cake or what
it
was.
It's all of it. It's Mule Day glow.
Yeah, she has it. We have a festival near us called Mule Day where they celebrate all things mule. And you're hearing me right. Mule as in donkey or part horse, part donkey. I think that's what a mule is.
Yes, it is.
Do they educate you? Are there classes when you go to Mule Day?
No, but I'm sure there are some plaques somewhere. But yeah, they call the male donkeys jacks, and the girls, they call them jennies.
I never knew that.
Yep.
So learning stuff here today. But you had a great time. It's basically just a festival with a parade.
Yes, and it was so much fun. I mean, there were food trucks everywhere. There was a parade with all kinds of different floats. It was just an awesome time to sit there and be like, wow, this is awesome. This town celebrates mules.
How you were never Miss Mule Day, I don't know.
Missed opportunity.
I really do believe that. I think you would have been the best Miss Mule Day ever.
Thank you. I think I would too.
So here's the thing, though. I mean, this is a weird one, honestly, but my wife and I will look up different festivals near us to go see. Because it's kind of fun. And so, like, we've looked up a strawberry festival, a churro festival, things like that.
Potato festival.
Yeah, like, it's like, okay, we're celebrating odd things. That'd be fun. Does your town do anything that's like an odd festival that they celebrate? A Mule Day, for example, you know? I'd love to know that because we're always on the hunt for good ones. And who knows, somebody in your town that maybe has never heard of something like Mule Day, for example, will be like, I have to check that out.
Exactly.
Or who knows, maybe my wife hears it and she'll want to fly there. Because we
spend your money.
We do like odd festivals. So what would be an odd festival that is happening like in your place or one that you know about that you can share? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What is that weird town festival that you know of?
The World Grits Festival.
World Grits Festival. Okay, I'm not a big fan of grits.
No.
But like when you go, are there like, is there like a grit off? You know, because sometimes you have like barbecue competitions. Do people serve grits there?
Actually, they have like this big pool of grits and people jump in it.
Nice. Okay, now you've got something. Like just having grits there and eating them and tasting them. Okay, fine. But a big pool of grits you can swim in. Now you got a festival, Jody. I love it.
Have a great day.
All right, Della, you're up. What is a weird festival that you have been to or know about?
The best one I've been to is a little billy goat festival.
Oh, okay. Cute.
That would be great. Oh, in Louisville. Fantastic. That would be fun.
Of course, Louisville, we have the horse racing. Well, they had the baby goats race each other out there. So you had the crowd just gathered around and all these cute little goats.
That'd
just
be fun.
Racing and like kids running baseball bases, you know, running backwards. They weren't going straight.
Like every festival has like a signature snack. Was the goat festival, was it like Raisinettes? So like all the kids are walking around eating Raisinettes and it looks like something else.
That's wrong. That's very wrong.
Most big changes start from the inside and then they work their way out. It starts with an idea in your head or a passion in your heart, and then you take the steps to turn that thought or dream into reality. That happened for Betty Rock when she decided to go back to school at Colorado Christian University.
I had always wanted to get a college degree, and I didn't get just one, I got two. And trust me, I am using my psychology degree every day working with Wally.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah, it's happening.
Well, CCU apparently gave Betty Rock the tools she needs, and Colorado Christian University can do the same for you. They can turn you inside out and help make your educational dreams a reality.
Right now, Colorado Christian University is offering you a chance to win a $10,000 or a $5,000 scholarship towards an associate, bachelor's, or master's degree offered 100% online.
And just for entering, you can get a $1,000 scholarship. So text CCU to 91979. Contest ends Thursday.
Colorado Christian University, cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Who needs an expert opinion when Wally is an expert at sharing his?
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
I have watched more women's basketball this year than I did men's basketball.
Me too, actually.
It was everywhere. I mean, I tried to Google something about basketball the other day, and all that came up was Caitlin Clark. Because she just tore it up. Are you aware of Caitlin Clark, Betty Rock?
I have no idea who that is. And
I
also don't understand, like, why is this a new thing? Why are you watching more women?
I think that is an interesting question because in the past, the WNBA and national like women's college basketball haven't been on super high platforms.
Right.
But one person, so Caitlin Clark, she plays for Iowa basketball. She is phenomenal. And for some reason, she kind of caught the world's attention by the way that she plays. And I think it's almost spread the popularity and rose the platform
it did
beyond what it was a few years ago.
Yeah, I watched some highlights of her recently, and she's dribbling towards the three-point line. She's still a good 8 feet behind it and drains a three.
Like, she is good.
Yeah, I mean, she's great, but she did rise the tide. Like, the University of Iowa, where she goes, has seen a 162% increase in average ticket sales because of her viewership of the NCAA women's basketball final between Iowa and South Carolina was 18 million people watching it. Like, that's on par with major sports.
It
like,
was really good. And there was this fun stat that I'll share real quick. So it was a stat that said that Caitlin Clark scored more points this year on her own than the Iowa football team.
Oh, that's funny.
Scored in the entire season.
Oh, that's
so
really funny.
She really represents that school and the sport well.
How have you missed this, Rod?
Maybe I'm speaking for all women. I don't know, but I was told recently, I thought it was recently, that women's sports don't draw in a crowd. They don't draw in money, they're a loss.
Historically, they don't.
This is why it's a story. It's changing that narrative because you're right. For a lot of years, the WNBA has not been a draw. Women's soccer, kind of a draw, but
they
still
conquer in the Olympics, but it's tough on the other.
Yeah, and women's basketball, college basketball, not a draw. And so this is what they're excited about is this could be changing. It's shown people the game and the women's sports in a different light, and so maybe it's going to change things. I thought the most stand-up thing was following South Carolina's win against Iowa, like Caitlin Clark got beaten in her team. The head coach, Dawn Staley, It was really cool. She, in her, you know, speech, her victory speech, she actually gave props to Caitlin Clark for elevating the sport. She said, "I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting our sport. She has carried a heavy load for everyone."
Absolutely.
Like, I love that. I mean, like, here's a lady that just beat them, yet she's still gracious and gives Caitlin the credit for what has happened around her and for their sport today. So there you go. This is a win for women, Rock.
Yay!
Yay! Yay! And it's sad that the two guys had to explain it to Betty.
Once upon a time I was falling in love, but now I'm only falling apart. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Every 15 years or so, Bonnie Tyler becomes relevant again. Like, I feel bad for her. I saw an article where she's like, "I never get tired of singing that song." Yeah, because you don't have to do it every day. But every few years when an eclipse rolls around, you are the lady.
Mm-hmm.
Because people go eclipse crazy. And I've seen people traveling to different states. Our friend Zach took his daughter to Ohio because there's a better place to view the eclipse yesterday, you know? And so,
dedication.
Yeah, good on him. And he's kind of a nerd about that stuff. I did see him shoot a drone. He took his drone up as everything went dark and then got light again. It was a pretty cool shot. So worth the drive and worth creating memories with his daughter.
Well, and he's not alone. I have a friend of mine that she traveled to Kentucky so she could get a better look at it because it was going to be more in the path of totality.
Yeah, and she took a vacation day to go too, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Like, I just, it's so far outside of my realm to burn a vacation day to go look at an eclipse.
Yeah, but I mean, like you said, that's far out of your realm.
Right.
Whereas with someone else, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and so you just want to do it.
I saw this event where people got married under the eclipse. Like, they all paid, like, $100 to have an officiant there or whatever. And when the eclipse happened, they all did their vows, like, in unison or whatever.
Huh.
And they all got married.
More power to you.
I'm not judging it. I'm fascinated by it. Let me say that. It's cool. I've been to an eclipse before, and I will say, it's very cool. But I don't know that I'm in the Eclipse Club where I'm going to go out of my way to view it, enjoy it, experience it to this degree where I'll take a day off and drive to another state.
And this is coming from a man who saw a Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And you weren't really impressed with it. So
it was nice.
Really, he is just a tough guy to impress.
I am.
So God's miracle of an eclipse, he's like,
That was nice. I couldn't even see it from where I was. I was on the couch. I went, did it just happen? I don't even know. So I am curious. So are you in the Eclipse Club? What did you do to experience the eclipse? Did you drive to a different place? Did you, make sure that you were there? Like, you were just all in on this thing. You got the glasses and you made the box to watch it. You did all the things. I'm just curious. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Some people took a plane, a Delta flight, so they could see it in the air. And they paid $1,000 each for that privilege. And it actually worked, I heard, so that's good for them. So they're definitely in the club. So what's yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Catherine, were you in the Eclipse Club? Like, did you do anything special to go see it?
I wanted to get the glasses and go on the boat and go see it, but unfortunately I had medical testing all day yesterday. So when I checked into MUSC Hospital at Rutledge Avenue, there were a bunch of staff standing around, medical staff, and they had their glasses and they were all looking up, and I'm looking down at the ground on the leaves, and I walked over to the staff and asked if they had seen the leaves, and they said, yes, did you want to see the eclipse through the glasses? I was so thankful that they gave me the glasses so I could see it. So thank you to Rutledge Tower medical staff for being that kind extension of God and giving me the blessing.
That's really nice, too, because you only have 4 minutes to experience it. You know, I might would have, right, like, ripped a pair of the glasses in half and been, okay, we'll each look through one eye.
I was tempted to look at it, but, every warning, don't do it. You'll burn your corneas out. So
yeah,
I know.
We warned people. If someone burned their corneas out, it's not on us. We did our best to warn people, so I'm glad that you got some glasses, and I hope your testing went well.
Thank you. God bless you.
Linda, did you join the Eclipse Club? Did you drive to see it somewhere?
Yes. We drove about an hour and a half from Louisville, Kentucky to Austin, Indiana, and just parked on some street someplace, and it really was amazing. We watched it from when it was just like a sliver, of like the moon shape, and watched it cover it, and everything in our area went dark. So, it was pretty amazing.
I will say this. We've been to one before, and we went as a show, and it definitely was cool. Everything got cold and dark, and the sounds were around you were different. I mean, it was really cool. So I would love to experience it again. I just don't want to drive, like, a day's trip to go experience it kind of thing.
Absolutely. But you know who I figure? If it's going to be in 2044, I'm not going to be around anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, I figured I'd get it.
I get that. You made the most of your last eclipse.
You better believe it. Thank you, Wally, so much.
Okay, stay close. Let's go.
Good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
But look around you, David. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime.
There's no food, and we're almost out of money. We need to make some changes. Kids, we need your help.
It's a powerful true story that circles around miracles and about a family uniting and growing in their faith, facing the impossible together.
It's going to be dangerous and scary. It's going to be so hard that you want to go back.
The movie also features our brand new song, Unsung Hero.
You're an unsung hero. So I'll sing this song for you.
Giving up, it's not an option.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
He's kind of smart.
Guys have underestimated me my entire life.
Sorry, read that wrong. He's kind and smart. It's News-ish with Gavin.
When it comes to parenting, which is something I'll be doing here in 4 months or so, I think.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I agree. I think there are probably times where the line between blessing your kids and spoiling them can be a bit blurry. I 100% believe it's totally fine to spoil your kids every once in a while, but when spoiling them turns into outright spoiled children, I think that's where you start to get into sort of the negative connotation of spoiling.
I can tell you this, it's hard to to find that line when you have a kid that's good and the kid isn't entitled and things like that. And you're like, oh, I want to gift them something. I want to do something nice for them. I want to, oh, sure, I'll pay for this or whatever. And sometimes it can run into their adulthood, as I've experienced.
But if you are kind of worried about, or maybe want to have an understanding of like where that line becomes blurry, I came across this list of signs that show that your kid is spoiled.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you can measure this up against your kid, or maybe...
Right now, there's kids that this afternoon are going to just have their worlds rocked. Parents are like, wait a minute. No more, Johnny.
The first one was, when you tell them no, they throw a tantrum.
Oh, yeah, 1,000,000,000%. And never, like, that did not fly in my house.
No, and I was, if I said no, one thing I will say is that I'm seeing a lot of parenting techniques these days about not saying no, but trying to find the other, you know, like, way to let them down.
You know, yeah. We don't like the word no. Yeah. Oh, really? How about no? Don't stick your finger in a light socket, Wally. That's what I heard as a kid. And guess what? I'm still alive today. And it didn't scar me.
And I plan on, like, I plan on being the parent that says no is no. I do see myself being a bit of a pushover.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Your kid's going to run you.
Yeah. Haley's going to have to be the disciplinarian.
Oh, absolutely. The next thing was that they demand things now. Like, they aren't good at being patient and waiting, like, hey, we'll do this later. You can have this later. Their reaction is, like, you either give it to me now, or, again, it maybe goes back to that whole tantrum thing.
I do believe in, you know, like, having conversations with your kids. Like, when they're like, I want this now, and saying, hey, well, we don't do that now. That's not how we do this in this family. If you want to wait till then. And I think it's great. I think that's smart to have a conversation with your kid. But if they then proceed to be like, no, now, poof, you're done.
I would like to also bring up the fact that these two men that are currently talking, they were ones that needed to be corrected by a sticker board, okay? Especially Wally.
Yes.
He needed a sticker board to tell him when he was showing good behavior and when he was showing bad behavior. Yeah. And yet, here you are standing here saying, this is how we need to discipline our children.
Well, you're a good parent because I've been a lot better and I've gotten some stickers. True. So, good job, Rock.
You're a great mom to the show. The last thing was that they are sore losers. There's this video, I've seen it a few times making the rounds online, where this kid throws a ball during a little baseball game and then the adult or dad or someone hits the ball, crushes it,
yeah.
and then the kid just loses
I've seen that, screaming. Yeah. Yeah.
And I played sports growing up. I love playing games. And losing, you just have to teach your kids that losing is absolutely okay.
I had to have a conversation with my daughter one time because she wasn't into sports. She was into theater. And she didn't get a part she really wanted. And then somebody else got a part that she didn't think deserved it, you know. And I had to tell her, I said, this is less about the character that you want to play and more about your character.
Whoa, that means, that was deep.
You like that? I mean, like, I'm like, thank you, parenting skills. I'm like, this is you. You go in every day and you're in the ensemble. You go in every day and you encourage everybody that's in that cast. And that will pay off for you down the road. It might not feel good now, but you be everybody that has a bigger role than you. You be their champion now. And I'm telling you, it will pay off for you. And it did. It changed the scope of her like position in that theater group, you know, and stuff. So
if you had to give the outright answer right now, was your daughter spoiled, or did you just do a good job of spoiling
her? No, she's not. She's definitely not spoiled, but I did. She's not spoiled like in her behavior, mm-hmm. but I chose to spoil her more than I probably should have. Like I should have. She's great at working in companies. They love her. She has my work ethic, but like at the house, I didn't ask her to do a bunch of stuff. I should have had her do more things to entrench that in her, you know, but she turned out great. Like I'm happy, but I definitely spoiled her a little more than I probably should have. So, there you go. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Got a chance for you to win a prize here as we play the Who on the Show game. Now, we're going to give you a scenario. And based on what you know about the members of the show, all you have to do is tell us who on the show is most likely to do that, okay? And we will all write down our answers of what we think as well. And hopefully you will get a match. But if we don't agree, then how could you ever possibly know either? And so you'll get a point if there's no consensus in the room. Okay, so with that said, like here's an example of one. Who on the show is most likely to wear American flag clothing? Mm. Knowing what you know about all of us, what would you say? And then so we'll make our guesses now. Everybody locked in?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Betty Rock, who did you say?
I said Wally, because I feel like you can get on a soapbox, especially during our aftercast, which you can check out when you text the letters TWS, which stand for The Wally Show, to 91979. That's TWS to 91979. But you get into the politics very quickly.
I love America, and I love America. I love both. I love both versions of it. But I've always had a respect for the flag where I don't think it should be in clothing, personally, and so I would not wear it. Now that said,
that makes sense.
I was like Betty Rock. Actually, I could see her wearing something like
you said
American
me?
Flag. Yeah, I did say you.
Mm,
yeah. Do you own anything American flag?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I vote with Betty too, just because you, I think, like scream America, and that you're like you're wearing a Mule Town hat right now, a very country holiday. Mm. I just feel like you. Would do it? You do it stylishly.
God and country.
Yeah.
I know you say you don't have anything, but I feel like you could do it stylishly.
Hmm. All right. Well, so Betty was the consensus there of who on the show.
Okay.
855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play Who on the Show, we'll do it now. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Melissa, you are the contestant for Who on the Show. So we're going to ask the show a question, and you just have to guess who on the show is most likely to do that. If you match the majority, you will get a point. If we can't decide, you will also get a point, because if we don't know, how would you know if there's no majority? So here we go. Question number one, who on the show is least likely to eat leftovers? Who on the show is least likely to eat leftovers? Now, Melissa, who would you say that is? Betty, Gavin, or myself?
I would say Wally.
Wally, okay.
Now, how come you would say Wally?
I don't know. He just doesn't seem like the type that would like to eat leftovers.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you this. I said me. Because I don't like leftovers past like a day or two. If my wife makes something, I have a window in my mental window that I will eat it. And if it reaches past that window, even if it's good, I will not eat it.
Yet, you don't have any rules when it comes to food in the trash can.
Or something that hit the floor? No, because it's not. It's in my window still.
Do you see the hypocrisy of it?
Oh, I see it. Okay, I see it. It's palpable.
I also put you, Wally, because you're the pickiest eater in the room.
That's true.
And so I could see where you would have that window.
Gavin, what did you say?
I actually went with Betty because you're the one who probably cooks the least on the show.
Yeah, but that means that I would eat more leftovers because my mom, if she drops off any leftovers, I'm in.
There you go. Well, the good news is you said me, Betty Rock and I said me, so that is a majority. You got that question right. Here we go. Woo-hoo! Who on the show always falls asleep on the couch? We're all a little tired, all a little cranky for the most part. And so who do you think falls asleep on the couch?
I would say Betty.
Betty Lou. Okay, Betty Lou. Gavin, what did you say? Who did you say?
I said Betty, but she has a literal theme song for taking a nap today.
I'm going to take a nap today. I said, I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, and she lives that out, actually. I was stuck between Betty and me because I have fallen asleep while playing video games in the afternoon on the couch. Like, but it's accidental. I don't plan it. Betty Rock plans her naps, sets her phone on Do Not Disturb, yep. And is turned napping into an art form. So I did end up going with Betty. I'm curious, Betty, who did you say?
I said myself.
Exactly.
For sure. Because I look forward to it. It is like the highlight of my day to know I'm going to go home and take a nap today. I said, I'm going to take a nap.
Oh. Well, there you go. You got 2 out of 3 right. You crushed it, Melissa. You know the show.
Yay.
If you could go back in time to relive moments, music would probably be a big part of that. You know, we have a soundtrack to our lives, and that's why we do Time Capsule Tuesday. We pick a year, we go back in time, we each pick a song that we liked, and then you tell us which song you liked the best and which one connected with you, and let us know who has the best taste in music. So, Betty Rock, with that said, what year are we going back to, ma'am?
2012.
Oh, a good year.
It doesn't feel like it was that long ago, but when you think about it, it's in the double digits
yeah,
now.
12 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. Had this.
We're going to start with you, Lady Rock. And sometimes, too, when you go back 12 years and you think, man, that's a long time, and then you hear a song and you're like, didn't that just come out last week? It doesn't seem that long ago.
Well, us Southerners have to stick together, and that's why I went with Rhett Walker Band with When Mercy Found Me.
Oh. That is such a great song, and it doesn't feel 12 years old. I can't believe that. I remember giving Rhett Walker a mullet haircut. He's the best, man.
That was awesome.
Yeah, he is the best. So 12 years, that's pretty great. I'm going to go with this one from 2012, Sidewalk Prophets. I really like Sidewalk Prophets. It's called Live Like That. They have one of the best Christmas albums you'll ever hear as well. It's worth checking out. But solid band, kind of like Matchbox 20. You probably couldn't name anybody in the band, but you know their songs, you know? So, Gavin, where are we going for you?
At this time in my life, I think I was 17 years old, I was a huge Group 1 Crew fan, and
sure.
I really liked their song, He Said.
Gavin likes controversy. That's why he liked this song. This song got under people's skin theologically because it says he won't give you more than you can take.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't say that in the Bible. It says actually you won't be tempted beyond what you are able. Not that you can't handle things. It says, the whole point is God is bigger than all the things that we say we can't handle.
Yeah, Gavin. So why are you trying to spread false?
It's false doctrine.
This was probably anthem for when I was struggling with like girls breaking up with me in high school or something.
No, it's a great song. I think people really, really, really read into it, but I still like that song. I think it stands up today. Group 1 Crew, He Said. All right. So with that said, you got 3 choices here. When Mercy Found Me, Live Like That, or He Said. Which is the song that connects with you? And we want to know why that song you like going back to and you like hearing it again. And then who has the best taste in music? So here we go. 855 833-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM for Time Capsule Tuesday with you. Desiree, thank you for joining us for Time Capsule Tuesday. We've gone back in time. You've heard the hooks of the three songs, When Mercy Found Me, Rhett Walker, Betty Rock's Choice, Live Like That, Sidewalk Prophet's My Choice, and He Said, Group One Crew, Gavin's Choice, all the way back to 2012. So which of those songs do you want to hear? Which one connected with you and why?
Well, I was right there with Betty Rock, but then Wally pulled the Sidewalk Prophets, and it's Sidewalk Prophets.
Really? Over Rhett Walker? Rhett Walker is a taste. You got to, you know, love that Southern rock kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sidewalk Prophets, a really solid song, solid band. Why'd you like Live Like That?
Well, I love Sidewalk Prophets to begin with, and I just love that song. You just identify with the song. You just got to live like that.
Was it hard for you to believe that it is almost, it is 12 years old?
It's 12 years old. I can't believe that. That's the year that my youngest son graduated from high school, and I can't believe that either.
Oh, wow. Holy cow. That's crazy. Well, believe it. Life has flown by, and here we go. Live Like That by Sidewalk Prophets is the winner today, as declared by Desiree on Time Capsule Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.
Sometimes I think, what will people say of me when I'm only just a memory? When I'm home where my soul belongs, was I love when no one else would show up? Was I Jesus to the least of...
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it on The Rock Report.
I've got tickets to a concert coming up at the end of the year, so I've got a ways to go, and I've already started thinking about how much cash I would be comfortable with spending on band merch.
Yeah, you might want to take out a second home loan, because band merch has gone through the roof what you spend. Anytime a band, you go see a show and they only charge like $25 for a shirt, you're like, thank you, and even that's too much, but you're like, thank you for not taking advantage of me.
Yeah. Well, it turns out I'm not alone. Most of us, when we see our favorite band live, we want something to commemorate the time, like a t-shirt or hat. And according to one recent poll, I found the average person spends $400 on band merch in their lifetime.
Oh, lifetime.
Okay.
In their lifetime.
But for some people, you could drop $200 easy at a show. Like, I mean, hoodies, $100. It's crazy.
Yeah, but you were in a band once back in the day, Heaven's Fire, and I know that there are people who are jumping at the bit to get a merch t-shirt.
Oh, absolutely. If we had had the money to make t-shirts back then, it would have been glorious, but we never made any money.
It would have been a mesh crop top, too.
We have talked about doing a retro Heaven's Fire t-shirt for the show, which would be great. So it looked like you were at the show, like back in 1990 or whatever.
So cool.
So that would be a fun shirt to redo.
Yeah. And we typically average about 6 pieces of merch per band. So if we have a favorite band, we typically have about 6 pieces. And speaking of band merch, do you think it's okay for people to wear merch of bands they've never even listened to?
Like, no.
You see these Generation X, and they're wearing the Nirvana or Generation Z.
Gen Z or Millennials, and they have no idea the band. I see Nirvana t-shirts everywhere. Oh, it's just a cute shirt. No, you know nothing about Nirvana. Take that off. I love, there's a guy on TikTok that goes around and will be like, hey, do you know this song? And he'll sing the song of the band that the person's wearing, and they have no idea. It's like, no, my rule is you have to have been to a concert. That's best case scenario for wearing a shirt of a band, or at least, at very least, own a CD or an MP3 or something of that band where you know their songs before you buy the shirt.
Yes. Well, you are in the minority.
Majority.
Because 70% of us think it is not okay.
No.
So when you see someone out there who's wearing a Sublime shirt or something where you're like, you're too young to even appreciate it, stand out and say something.
My daughter tried that. We were at Target and she's like, oh, I like this shirt. That's a band you like, right? I'm like, yeah, I like. You don't like. You don't know them. You're not wearing that shirt. I'm not buying that for you. Absolutely not. That was one of the best things I ever did as a father, was teach her that lesson.
Is to not wear a band shirt. Yep. That so she couldn't wear any kind of your Van Halen
t-shirt. No.
Like, yeah.
No, never been to a
but
show.
But you bought it for yourself, and
absolutely.
It was in the girl department.
Absolutely.
And he's like, yes.
Sadly, though, if I went by that same logic, I could buy a Taylor Swift shirt because I've been to a Taylor Swift show, which I don't want to do. We all want to treat ourselves sometimes, but we're on a limited budget. Hey, it's the Wally Show on Uplifting Way FM. And you know what? Who doesn't like to spoil yourself and feel a little bougie? But I think you can accomplish this without breaking the bank. You know, I don't think it always takes, like, a G5 jet to feel bougie, okay?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the expensive thing, but it's something that uniquely makes you feel fancy.
Yeah, like, that's out of our price range. Now, I will say that my wife, we had bought her a new car a couple years ago. It was her turn. My car is still a 2013, but whatever. It was her turn. And so she got a car that has seat warmers and a steering wheel warmer.
Boy, that's nice.
Boo to the G.
Yeah.
I love driving that car in the winter.
Well, and it makes sense that you would get the new car because you do a lot more driving.
One would think that's not the way it works in a marriage.
Oh,
no.
See,
you take care of
you
your wife.
You have to wait your turn.
That's right.
Happy wife, happy life. And I'll get a turn someday, I hear. But when I do, my next truck, it will have seat warmers and a hand warmer.
Yeah.
Game changer. There are times in the winter I don't even turn on the heater because my tuchus is so warm. The rest of my body is warm and my hands are warm. I don't even need the heater on. It's that great.
And when you're driving around in something like that, I'm sure your wife experiences this. She just looks down at the peasants that she passes by with the cars that don't have the bottom warmers or the wheel warmers.
Although my favorite thing to do is in the summer is, like, on the sly, turn her seat warmer on so it's already hot and then it gets really hot on her.
Of course you
do. I do love that. So that's mine. That's my little bougie treat that I would treat myself for. What is that thing that you're like, all right, I don't care if people think I'm bougie. This is a splurge for me, or this is something that makes me feel like I'm royalty in essence, okay? And again, it doesn't have to be something that costs a lot of money, but it just makes you feel that way. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. We got time for a couple calls on this. 855-33-WAY-FM. And bring the bougie loud and proud. What is it that makes you feel a little fancy?
Okay, it's very similar to yours, but it is a seat warmer for your toilet. It's an add-on to your toilet. You just have to have an outlet.
Now, on the surface, I would say this is too bougie for me. But then again, I used to think seat warmers in my car were. So this might be a great thing, like especially on during the winter, having a seat warmer on your toilet. Not a bad idea.
It's amazing. It'll change your life, and it's like $150 at Costco.
Really?
Yeah, not even expensive.
And going along with that bougie theme, after all, it is your throne. And
Hello.
So, well, Aggie, we appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good day.
What's that thing that makes you feel royal?
You know, this is going to sound really crazy, but I like Starbucks because I don't have $5 to spend on a tea. But when I'm having a bad day, that $5 makes a world of difference.
That's a little bit of a splurge for you. It makes you feel fancy. Do you drink it with your pinky out?
I should.
Yeah, you definitely should. That's how they do it in England, and that's the fanciest tea on the planet.
And honestly, Starbucks prices are getting to where only the royals can afford it.
Very
because
true.
It is ridiculous. The amount I pay for, let's say, two drinks, it would be a steak dinner, a fine steak dinner. Maybe at Waffle House. I don't know, but still.
A fine steak dinner at Waffle House. No one has ever uttered that sentence.
But you're spending all that money on a drink. It's not even food.
I know, but that's what it makes her feel, right? Bougie. And yeah. I absolutely agree with you. I feel very royal when I go to Starbucks.
Right? Yeah, it definitely makes my day.
And then when they burn my coffee like they inevitably do, I get to throw it in the face of the barista and go, yeah. Peasant! I'm not going to drink this swill. Who do you think I am? I am royal.
I said oat milk.
Hey, we appreciate that's you being funny. On with the show with us today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of TikTok. I was scrolling through there, and I found some actually really good, like, religious commentary from different pastors and stuff on there. So it's not this thing that's completely devoid. It's just what your algorithm finds, you know? And so, like, I came across this one guy doing a parody song. I love parody songs. Like, I started at a young age with Weird Al. I think we all in the room like Weird Al,
yeah,
right, Rock?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Amish Paradise. That's
yes.
It.
And so the Beyonce song, Texas Hold'em, is a huge song on TikTok right now. Because everyone's doing the dance to it. Woo! Blah, blah, blah. And so there was a guy, though, that did a parody song to the Texas Hold'em song. And he's like, I wonder what it would sound like if Texas Hold'em was a Christian song. And so this is what he came up with.
I can feel your blessings. Ooh. Ooh. Like it's raining. Hey. Raining down, 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 down. Oh, I was stressing. Questions. Hey. I was lost, but now I'm found. Now I'm found. Said I ain't never met a love till I found my God. Lord, you love me, flaws and all. You touch my heart, you heal my scars. I've been down so long, now I can't go wrong. I can hear the angels singing along. There's a tornado.
That's not bad. That's pretty well done, I think. Gavin, what's your face? I don't get it.
Why do you mention a tornado?
A tornado in a city. It's the tornado of God.
Okay.
It's in the Bible somewhere.
That was a really good song, though. Like, I felt like I had to dance that whole time.
It sounded like Danny Gokey.
Mm. Oh, it does have a little goke to it. I could see that. So
it has a little goke.
Has a little goke to it. Yeah, so there you go. That is your random act of audio for today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.